In 1956, my biggest hero in the known universe, ornithologist Chandler Robbins, put a band on the leg of a Laysan albatross on Midway Island. She was a nesting adult, so was at least 5 years old. Robbins was engaged in a research project for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Department of Defense, designed to protect the albatross nesting colony while ensuring that the birds wouldn't present a hazard to the new jet aircraft soon to be using Midway. So during his brief time there, Robbins needed to band as many birds as possible. Because it was their nesting season, he wanted to make his interactions with each bird as brief as possible anyway. The only details associated with most of the nesting birds' band numbers were male or female and breeding adult, meaning at least 5 years old. Obviously, a great many of the breeding adults banded that first season on Midway Island were much older than that. In 2002, Chandler Robbins returned to Midway Island, he was 84 at the time, to band albatrosses again. He replaced the worn band on one bird, and when he got back to Patuxent, Maryland, looked up when the original band was put on. That banding card indicated that this, too, was a replacement band. So he looked up that band number's original card, and that one, too, was a replacement. He went back through several more band numbers to finally trace the original band. This bird he banded in 2002 was in the very first group of albatrosses banded on Midway in 1956. This made the bird over 50 years old. Starting in 2006, people started watching for this specific bird, now nicknamed Wisdom, every November and December when albatrosses return to Midway Island to nest. Albatross pairs produce just one egg per year, and we normally expect them to nest every other year. Just since 2006, Wisdom has laid 10 eggs and successfully reared 9 chicks to fledging. Chandler Robbins died on the first day of spring in 2016, but this bird he banded, the oldest known wild bird on the planet, was spotted with her mate in late November. On December 13th, her mate was seen incubating their egg. Females take the first turn in incubating, but just for a day or two. Then the male takes over for a full 3 weeks while the female returns to the ocean to feed. Then she takes over again, and the parents keep taking turns incubating until the egg hatches 2 months after being laid. Within an hour of one bird returning, the other flies off for from several days to a week or more. Keeping track of a pair of individual birds is tricky enough. Wisdom's chicks are usually banded, but it's much easier looking for Wisdom at her known nest location year after year than searching for any of her young that years after fledging may return to the nesting colony, but not at any specific site. It's enough to know that Wisdom herself is alive and well and continuing to raise young at an age far older than healthy human females could. Because this is National Blue Jay Awareness Month, I'm trying to find a tie-in with blue jays for as many topics as I can. Luckily, in 2016, we learned that the oldest known wild banded blue jay had lived about 26 years and 11 months. Unlike Wisdom, that poor bird was killed in an entanglement with fishing gear. It had been banded in the Newfoundland-Labrador area in 1989, and that's where it was found dead in 2016. Living to be almost 27 years old is phenomenal for a blue jay, though we do have several records of blue jays living well into their teens. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.